Hebrews and James, at a glance and questions for reflection by Bart Ehrman. I continue here with my posts that give a brief bullet point summary of each book of the New Testament at a glance, along with questions for reflection to help think through some of the major issues that each book presents. Here I cover the first two books of the general or Catholic epistles, that is Hebrews and James. So, at a glance, Hebrews. Number one, the book of Hebrews is anonymous, although it was eventually admitted into the canon by Christians who thought that Paul had written it. Modern scholars are unified in thinking that he did not. Two, the book was probably produced sometime near the end of the first century. Three, it's frequently called an epistle, but it appears in fact to be a Christian homily or sermon, the earliest one we have outside of those in the book of Acts. Four, it's written for a group of Christians who have experienced persecution. Despite the book's title, To the Hebrews, the recipients appear to have been Gentiles. Five, the author's purpose is to convince his listeners not to convert to Judaism. Six, to accomplish this goal, he stresses that Christ and faith in him are superior to anything that Judaism can offer. And seven, the author maintains that the Old Testament and the religion it presents are mere foreshadowings of the reality that came into being with Christ. Questions for reflection. One, some scholars have argued that by its very nature, Christianity is an anti-Jewish religion. Do you see the book of Hebrews that way? Mount the best argument that it is opposed to Judaism. Now mount the best argument you can that it's not. Which side has the better argument in your judgment? And two, throughout most of Christian history, the book of Hebrews has been thought to have been written by the Apostle Paul. What are the best arguments in favour of that view and the best against it? Where do you stand? And at a glance, James. Point one, the book consists of a series of ethical admonitions to Christians to show them how they need to live as Christians, and in fact, how to live if they actually want to be. For this author, those who do not live out their faith in lives of love and giving cannot claim to be justified, that is to say, right with God. The book seems to be a letter. It names the author and contains a greeting, as ancient letters do, but there is no epistolary conclusion. It just kind of ends. And it does not seem to have any specific occasion. And it is instead a collection of pieces of good advice to those who believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. That's chapter 2, verse 1. The author calls himself James, and almost certainly he means his readers to think that he is that James, the brother of Jesus. There are very good reasons that it could not have been written by James of Nazareth, though, who was almost certainly an Aramaic-speaking, uneducated day laborer, not a highly educated Greek author. The differences between this author's view of justification and Paul's have led many readers for centuries to think that the books are completely at odds with each other. For example, does faith alone save, or does one also have to do good works? These differences, however, may be more superficial than real, since Paul too agreed that followers of Jesus would necessarily be highly ethical, and his concern is not whether one can do good things for salvation, but whether one had to follow the requirements of the Jewish Torah, the works of the law. And so, the book of James may be taking issue with Christians who understood Paul's doctrine of justification by faith apart from the works of the law to mean that it did not matter what you did as a Christian so long as you believed. And so questions for reflection from James. One, argue either side of the following resolution. Resolved, Paul and James are fundamentally at odds. Two, given whom James appears to be opposing, do you think we should talk about one Pauline Christianity or about various Pauline Christianities? I.e., if some followers of Paul were arguing that one does not have to live an ethical life, is that a different kind of Pauline Christianity? Make your case. And even if they are not contradictory, do you see any difference between Paul and James with respect to the relationship of faith and good works?